I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Democratic and Republican vice presidential candidates faced off Tuesday night in their only scheduled televised debate. Democratic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota and Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio spent 90 minutes answering questions on topics such as the current crisis in the Middle East, immigration, abortion, and democracy. Walz questioned a Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's fitness for leading the country, saying Trump failed to address problems during his 4 years as president. Vance defended Trump against Walz's accusations that he was an agent of chaos, saying the former president delivered stability in the world. He also criticized Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris for not taking action as vice president on issues she wants to address. Iran fired dozens of missiles at Israel Tuesday, sending millions of Israelis to bomb shelters. The attack came as Israel launched a ground incursion into Lebanon to attack the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel's anti-missile system shot down most of an Iranian missile barrage fired Tuesday, and there were no reports of injuries. Iran said the attack was in retaliation for the killings of the leaders of two proxy militant groups. Israel killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah last week, and Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in July. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that killing. Israel's ground operation targeted the Hezbollah militant group and is limited in scope, says military spokesman Daniel Hagari.
Our soldiers entered Hezbollah's underground infrastructures, exposed Hezbollah's hidden weapon caches, and seized and destroyed the weapons, including advanced Iranian-made weapons.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. U.S. military officials said Iran's assault Tuesday was about twice as large as its direct attack against Israel in April in terms of the number of ballistic missiles launched. VOA's Carl Abab has more from the Pentagon.
Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said two U.S. destroyers, the USS Cole and USS Bulkley, fired about a dozen interceptors against incoming Iranian ballistic missiles during the attack. The U.S. this week ordered a few thousand more forces into the Middle East to provide additional air power that could protect American forces and Israel if needed. The U.S. says it will continue to consult closely with Israel on their next steps following the attack. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday will be in hard-hit North Carolina to survey the damage left behind by Hurricane Helene. The president told reporters Tuesday it may take billions of dollars to restore the areas devastated by Helene.
We have to jumpstart this recovery process. People are scared to death. People wonder whether they're going to make it. We still haven't heard from a whole lot of people. This is urgent. People have to know, how to get the information they need. So we'll be there until this work is done.
Reuters is reporting that Biden may ask lawmakers to return to Washington for a special session of Congress to pass supplemental aid funding for the affected areas. Emergency workers and rescue teams have been working around the clock, clearing roads, providing food, cleaning up debris, and looking for people who are stranded. At least 160 people are dead across North Carolina and five other states, making Helene one of the deadliest storms in U.S. history. Hundreds of people have been reported missing, while more than a million homes and businesses are still without power. Nigerians staged protests against economic hardship Tuesday as the West African nation marked its 64th independence anniversary, with its president calling for patience. During a televised broadcast to mark the Independence Day, President Bolo Tinubu defended his policies as necessary to prevent the country from collapsing. But protesters such as Alfred Ogar were dismissive of Tinubu's message.
It's the same body language. Promises upon promise. Giving us promise upon promise that we know that you will not be able to meet up to. So what's the point listening to the president's speech? The last speech he gave, what was the point from the speech he gave? It is all recycling of same thing, same dimension of promising what you cannot do.
Tuesday's protest was the second in 2 months in Africa's most populous country amid economic hardship caused by government reforms. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.